Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, I received my current bill, and I see a couple charges on here, and I just spoke with a lady, and it appears to have been fraud on my account, and I would like to cancel those charges.
I'd be happy to assist the account with you. May I have your zip code and your first and last name?
64080 Lori Miller.
Yes, ma'am. Can you re-verify your full shipping address?
20707 South State Route 7, Pleasant Hill, 64080.
Yes, ma'am. One moment, the account is pulling up here. Okay, so I'll just re-explain everything. So I'm showing here on November the 11th, you paid $5.74 with your MasterCard. That ends in 6998.
For what?
Yes, ma'am. That was for a chance to win a tablet. Now, just reviewing the full account, I show here where prior to that charge actually being successful, it was first an attempt with the MasterCard ending in 9668. But maybe that card was kept getting declined because it was, you know, it was a Visa card I'm showing here as well that was attempted. So you had two declines and then it kept trying for the third time. That's when everything was successful for the MasterCard and again, 6998.
So what was purchased? Because I see another charge down here for 6732.
Yes, ma'am. So because of that charge that did take place, it's a chance to win the tablet, a tablet. You pay the shipping and handling up front, and then, therefore, you know, if you are one of the winners at the end of the month, the tablet is shipped out to you. Now, via the terms and conditions, it does state if you do enter for a chance to win the tablet, that it does come with a monthly membership of the $67.32 each month, but in return,
no.
You receive a $125 voucher.
No, I do not. No. I want that all removed, everything.
So you're saying that you never placed the original order? Because, again, it was two prior attempts that did get declined, and the third time was when it was successful.
No. No, I did not do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'd be happy to still file this fraud claim, but I just want to make sure that you are fully aware that we do take fraud very seriously and that we will just prosecute at the fullest extent and what we do. We turn everything over because at this point it is credit card fraud. Again, it wasn't just one attempt. It was two separate cards and And the third time, that's when everything was successful. So we'll turn it over to the proper authorities and they'll locate the exact IP address in which the first charge of the 574 was originated. It can tell the whether it be an email, website, what device it was actually on, and also the pinpoint location. And get the address in which it was processed. So we'll be happy to still file the claim and make sure we do get it all transferred over to the proper authorities.
Okay. I don't pay for something that I do not receive. So if I want all that removed from my account.
Yes, ma'am. Because the thing is, if you never paid the original order, yes, ma'am. But it's just different when we do show two separate prior attempts that did get declined, then they switched cards. And I'm sure that the first card, you're aware of the Visa card ending in 9068 as well.
No. I don't think I have a Visa card.
Yeah. Then also it was another MasterCard ending in 9668. Both of those cards was declined, and then therefore that's when the third attempt for the 6998.
I don't have a 9668.
Yes, ma'am. Your card was a MasterCard ending in 6998.
I have a 6998. I don't have a 6 or a 9668.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm just making sure that the account is canceled out today, and also I'll file the claim.
I'd appreciate that so much. And so this will reflect on my next bill as a credit.
Once I submit it, ma'am.
Okay. So that'll be in the amount of the 574 and also the 6732?
One moment while I make sure that the account is canceled out properly and filed a claim.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. Just refreshing everything and rebringing everything up.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so the account has been fully canceled out. Again, the credits of the 574 and also the 6732 does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect on the account. I do have the confirmation number that the account was canceled. Let me know when you're ready.
I am. Thank you.
C as in Charlie, 262-601-403.
C as in Charlie, 262-601-403.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your assistance.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.